I want us to go ahead to worship our God this morning. Today is a very special day in the heart of the Father God. Today we are celebrating motherhood. I want you to cast down your mind. Remember your mother. Look at this 9 months she had to carry you. Some of us today, we have our wives, we have our daughters, we have our sisters. I want us to thank God that God made us to be. Let's go down the memory lane and appreciate the Almighty God for the grace that He has given unto us to celebrate today. Sincerely, from our heart, we want to say thank you. Daddy, we want to appreciate you. We want to exalt your name because of who you are. That song says, the steadfast love of our God never fails. The steadfast love extends. That's your steadfast love. It stands through the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your righteousness is like majestic mountains, and your wisdom like the depths of the sea. And you come to me, filling my heart with your loving kindness. I find my feet in the shadow of your wing. I drink my fill from the abundance of your household, and I drink from the streams of rejoicing. You are my King. You are my King. Amen. I want us to be seated. Good morning. I want to sincerely appreciate the Almighty God for giving me this privilege to stand before the people of God. And I want to thank the leadership. I want to thank the women. I want to thank the Almighty God because He has given me this privilege. While I was told I will be talking about the amazing love of God, that was towards the end of last month. I was born in the month of March, specifically March 1st. So I was asking God, I need to be the first partaker of this fruit. I need to experience a new dimension of your amazing love. I need to be able to come to share with the people of God that this is what you have done in my life. And that was why, as we journeyed this month of March, I was discussing with my family, and we concluded that before the month of March, we should be able to experience that love of God in a new dimension. And about 2 weeks ago, the Lord did it. And so I want to assure you this morning that God is here to meet our needs. Is here to show us another dimension of His amazing love towards us, and He will do so in the name of Jesus Christ. The text for this message is from the book of Psalms, chapter 36, verse 5 to 9. And I'm going to read it. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reaches unto the cloud. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, Thou preservest man and beast. Verse 7 nail it. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Thy house. And Thou shalt make them drink of the river of Thy pleasure. For with Thee is the fountain of life. In Thy light shall we see light. I'm going to add verse 10. It says, oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in earth. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this morning. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for the entrance of your word. Bible says it gives light and understanding unto the simple. Lord, we pray that you will speak to us individually and you will speak to us as a church. Thank you, faithful Father, because you are going to help me to deliver your purpose and your counsel for now in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, strengthen me, encourage my heart, grant me wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Wow. You know, that song I sang was a song by Don Moir, and it's already summarized everything about that scripture. In fact, it was that scripture that was put into songs, saying about the mercy of God, talking about the amazing love of God. You know, this love that we are talking about is so marvelous, is so wonderful, is so beautiful that we cannot even express it ourselves. You know, we say love is abstract. The only way we can understand love is when we express it, when we realize it, when we feel it. Because when you are talking about God is love, you are talking about how very excellent God has taken us in his love, how we are so dear to him, how he cares for us, how he adores us, how he prized us. One of the things that women talk about today is that we want to be celebrated. God is celebrating you and me on a daily basis. He's celebrating mothers. He's celebrating sisters. He's celebrating that little daughter that will grow up to become a wife and then become a mother. And so today is a very, very special day in the eyes of the Father God who created women. I want you those of us that are seated near women, especially if you are seated with your wife, I want you to turn to her and say, you are celebrated. You are celebrated. You are celebrated. You are celebrated. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. How precious is this love? How steadfast is this love? When you say something is steadfast, it is continuous. It is on a daily basis that God's love is continuous towards us. He says it. He loves us. Bible says he loved us with an everlasting love. He loved us. He bestowed his love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is the kind of love we are talking about today. But do you know what, my brethren? You cannot experience this love. We need to get to a point in our lives that we will begin to experience this love of God, this wonderful love of God, this magnificent love of God. We need to personally experience it. And that is why the work of Calvary, we need to give our life to Jesus Christ. I am not talking about you coming to sit down in church. I'm not talking about you coming with your parents. I'm not even telling you that come with your spouse. Or maybe today like this, that is a special day for women. You decided to just honor your wife by following her to church. Or you decide to honor your husband by following him to church. Or you decided to just follow your parents just to fulfill all righteousness. But we are talking about you giving your personal life to Jesus Christ. Bible says in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world. You look at the word, so Lord, so very much. God took his time to love us. In that while we were yet sinners, Romans 5 verse 8, Christ died for us. Christ had done the work. The Father God loves us. And that is why I don't want this Mother's Sunday to just go like that again. And you are seated here. You have not had that encounter. For you to really enjoy the benefits of this amazing love, you need to personally decide for Christ. It is a decision that some of us have taken sometimes along the journey. I remember almost 33 years ago, as a teenager, I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ under the ministry of late Pastor Obed of Glory Tabernacle. Just like that, he called us. Not because you have problems, not because you are passing through any challenge, but you saw the enormity of the love that the Father had for you. and you decide in your own heart that I want to follow this master. We are all looking beautiful. We are all looking radiant. But there is the key thing, so that we will not shortchange ourselves, so that that peace that we are running etter skater for, we will be able to have it. You know, in the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called his son. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. Are you a son of God as you are seated? My sister, are you a daughter of Zion? Are you a daughter of God? Or you are just coming to church to fulfill all righteousness? I don't want this Sunday to go, because this is a Sunday that we are celebrating motherhood. Our profit will be after we have gained the whole world, and then we have the inheritance of the Father. We were at a meeting on Friday, and there was something very, very pertinent that was said that I kept in my left hand. It says, vanity upon vanity. No matter what it is today, if you have not taken that decision to surrender your heart to Jesus, I don't know how deep you have been in sin. Bible says that he brought us out of the miry clay, and he set our feet upon the rock to stay. The Father God wants to set your feet on a better pedestal. He wants to walk with you in this year, this new year that we are starting as mothers, as fathers, as husbands, as brothers and sisters, as daughters and sons, uncles and aunties. The Lord wants to start another journey with you. Don't let today go by so that you won't give your life to Christ. Because he said, I am knocking. The Lord God is knocking at the doors of our hearts. And he's saying, please open the door of your heart. Let me sup with you. Let me relate with you. You may say, I have gone deep into the sin. No, he's still calling you. He's calling you home. Calling you home. You were deep in sin. That song says, I was deep in deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea had an adrenaline cry. The master of the sea had the despairing of my cry, and from the waters he lifted me, and love lifted me. The love of Christ wants to lift you out of that dungeon. You may be at dungeon now. You may say, if you know what I have done, if you know how many abortions I've committed, if you know so many terrible things I have done, if you know the one I did this morning, Father is saying, come unto me, O ye that are labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Because what? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sincerely, that is what the Almighty God wants to do in our lives. And I pray that before we finish this service, all of us, we have that encounter with the Father, if we have not submitted our heart to Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. I have a text that I want us to read this morning. Briefly, in the book of John chapter 11, talking about a situation. This is a very popular scripture. We are talking about the amazing love of God. We are talking about how the Father loves us. How he commended his love towards us. He commanded it. He demonstrated his love. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. For us to enjoy and understand how Father loves us. I'm going to start from verse 1. And I'm going to pick few verses, even as emphasis. John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister. Verse 5 says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Then verse 14 says, then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Do you know the situation? Lazarus, a friend of God. Lazarus, a man that the Lord loved so dearly. But when he was sick, what happened to him? He died. because the master delayed. And by the time the master delayed, maybe when we get home, we can read the old account. We'll be able to appreciate where I am going this morning. The master delayed for some days. And when the master got there, he was already dead. And they said, oh, if only you had come earlier, the man wouldn't have been dead. But now he is dead. And he's dead 4 days. He must be stinking now. I don't know whether the situation we are in now is dead or it is already stinking. Sincerely, I've been there and I understand what you are passing through, because the Father God himself understands much more than any human being can, especially as mothers. So many things you pass through. Is it from finishing from university and doing all sorts of businesses? Very funny ones. I started with selling kunu and zobo. I would take it, those days that we use ordinary nylon, take it to Aleshinloye and go and sell. I graduated from selling zobo and kunu. Why? Because I wanted to help my husband. Very young man, we married at a very young age. And I was doing all this, struggling just to survive. I graduated from selling zobo and kunu to becoming a typist. You know what it means for you to type, those days of business center. People will come, they will say all sorts to you. But like my husband will tell me, it is their money that we need. You know, you begin to build capacity for some of these things, even in your trials. Today, I can even say, I graduated to having a cyber cafe. One of our children in this church was one of my very first set of students that I taught. I graduated from there, and I became a lecturer. I started lecturing. Of course, I graduated from there to start enjoying the fellowships that I did not pay for. Sincerely, God takes us on a level because he loves us. If he do not love us, the Bible says that if he could give his only begotten son, then what is it that will not freely give? You know, the situation may be stinking. This may be like Mara. They ask them, what happened to this water? They say, this water is already, it cannot be sweet. It was Mara. It was bitter. I don't know our situation. Maybe it is even in our homes. Do you know Jesus Christ? In the book of John chapter 2, verse 1. When they went to the marriage of Canaan in Galilee, what happened? The wine finished. I don't know what we are passing through in our homes today. Let me tell you, the Father God loves you. He loves us. Bible says he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. God is touched. God wants to celebrate the faithfulness of himself in our life. He wants to express that love that we are looking for. When I graduated from becoming a lecturer, I started aspiring for more. Thank God today, my supervisor is here. And I know after this message, the Lord will grant me courage to finish up my PhD in the name of Jesus Christ. What are we saying? We are at different junctions in our life as we are seated. All of us are looking beautiful and radiant, but we have our longings, we have our desires, we have our aspirations, we have those things, don't tower, let's say, don't tower underneath our feet. We have those things as mothers, as women, that we cannot even share. Sometimes our husbands will be asking, what happened? You say nothing. Because sincerely, sometimes you cannot express it. But look, God wants to show us that love. He wants to have that intimate love with us. And what happened in that scripture? The Bible says Jesus wept. Jesus had to weep. That is 11:35. Jesus was weeping. And they said the next verse, they say, oh, see how much he loved him. He even wept. Do you know those situations that we are passing through? Sometimes God is weeping. He's touched. He's moved because he loves us. He has called us into an everlasting relationship. This love is continuous. It is boundless. It is limitless. And so he's crying. That was how Jesus was crying. And he asked the sister. And the sister said, don't worry. The situation is terrible. He must be stinking now. You know, we're talking about something that is dead before. Then it's not stinking. When a situation is stinking, it looks hopeless. But I want to tell you, I want to submit to you today that your situation is not hopeless. As I stood there, I was crying. Because that question I asked God, that I want to be the first recipient of that. The Lord did it. I mean, the Lord did it. That song say, "Where lo ba mi se, onti mo ro pe ko le se se." That is what God can do. Another one say, "Where where lo ba mi se somo, onti mo tin wa latojo jo si baba ba mi se, where where lo ma ba e se somo." That is the only part of that song that interested me. That God did it for me suddenly. And that's exactly what the Lord did here. When he said, "Go there, let us see the situation." And what did the Father do? What did Jesus do? He said, "Look, go." When they got there, he said, he called him. I'm going to read that scripture. The Bible says in verse 38 that Jesus, again, growing in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone. And he said, "Take away the stone." The Lord is taking away our stone this morning because he loves us so much. He loves us so dearly. We are so important to him. You know what? He wrote our names in the palms of his hands. We are the eyes of his own, the apple of his own eyes. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And when he said this, the Bible said he called Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And in verse 44, he said, "Loose him and let him go." The Lord will lose us this morning as we continually enjoy the amazing love of God. Last part of my testimony was that I was opportune to enjoy several fellowships, and I was also opportune to feature in an international magazine. These are not my makings. It was because the Lord lost me. And that is how the Lord will lose you this morning, because he loves you dearly. Last year, this organization had reason to work in Nigeria, and they were searching. They were looking. Sincerely, humanly speaking, I would not be qualified. But the Lord that qualifies the unqualified qualified me for that job. And I had to represent their interest in Nigeria. And I had to see, to search for people that will work with me. Sincerely, for the first time in my life, I've never entered local flight before. They paid for all my bills, and they pay me handsomely. I want to assure you this morning that this love is available in the house. This love that we are talking about is available in this house. Just bow your heart to God. "Father, I want to experience this love." You can only experience love. You cannot grab it. But when you begin to experience the love of God in your home, when you begin to experience the love of God in your family, when you begin to see those children that are not doing well and they begin to do well, that story is for another day. You will realize that there's nothing God cannot do. The steadfast love of our God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want us to bow our hearts. I want us to thank God because we have taken that decision. And peradventure, you are here, you've not given your heart to Jesus. Peradventure, you've not at any day, any point, say, "Father, I surrender all." This is a very important opportunity. He said, "I will give you peace, not as the world giveth." The Lord will give you peace. The Lord will give you encouragement. The Lord will strengthen you. Sincerely, our God is good. Sometimes you may have to pass through some trainings so that the Lord can build up that capacity in you to be who he wants you to be. How marvelous and how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I don't know of you. How wonderful, how marvelous, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. This is a very important time. Do you want to give your heart to Jesus? Yes, we are celebrating. All of us are looking radiant. The Father God wants to celebrate you in a bigger way. What is it? What will it be the profit after gaining the whole world and losing our souls? What shall we use for the redemption of our souls? You can submit your life to Jesus and he will turn around that situation, that stinking situation, that situation that looks dead is going to bring life into it. Ah, marvelous. Oh, ah, wonderful. And my song shall ever be. Oh, ah, marvelous. Oh, ah, wonderful. My Savior. My desire this morning, Lord, that as you have allowed me to experience your love, your wonderful love, your amazing love, Father, I pray that each and every one of us seated here, we have a new dimension of your love for us. Thank you because you help us to be an expression of who you are, because you are love. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.